The World Economic Forum Peace Security Index is collapsing. A World Economic Forum measurement index of global cooperation in the peace and security field has fallen to its lowest level ever. As a result of the growing sense of insecurity and frustration with the system, the global public's patience is wearing thin because time is running out. So says the Global Cooperation Barometer 2025, published by the World Economic Forum in advance of its annual caucus in Davos, Switzerland, from 20 to January 24. In pursuing solutions within this limited time frame, the barometer report says, leaders will need to implement brutally honest tools in measuring progress and keeping companies and countries only on pathways that are moving towards solutions. Staying the course on ineffective pathways will only build greater distrust among partners, leaders, and between leaders and their constituents. The World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum is an independent international organization committed to improving the state of the world by engaging business, political, academic, and other leaders of society to shape global, regional, and industry agendas. Incorporated as a not-for-profit foundation in 1971 and headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland, the forum is tied to no political, partisan, or national interests. The objective of the WEF barometer indices is to measure the contours of cooperation along five pillars: trade and capital flows, innovation and technology, climate and natural capital, health and wellness, and peace and security. These indices then allow leaders to identify what is working and what is not, and adjust course accordingly. However, the WEF barometer charts clearly show that while progress has been made on the first four pillars, the peace and security slide has been both stark and sharp. The slide began in 2016, the first year of the first Trump presidency, and cascaded precipitously under the Biden administration, thanks to the wars in the Middle East and Russia-Ukraine. Even before the second Trump presidency has begun, clear indicators are emerging that it will get worse. Indeed, the decline can no longer be ignored because, as the report says, public patience is wearing thin, and there is a looming threat of greater distrust among partners, leaders, and between leaders and their constituents. The barometer indices raise some questions about the role of business leaders themselves. Were they blind to the steady deterioration in global peace and security conditions? Did they claim an inability to do anything as long as the four other pillars were doing okay? Iturbonews.com. Bottom line question: did CEOs, business leaders, management gurus, and assorted other visionaries and thought leaders contribute to the decline in the peace and security index by willfully ignoring, aiding, and/or abetting its key contributing factors, viz., the rise of extremism, hate speech, wars, conflict, ethnocentrism, the demise of justice, privacy, democratic freedoms, human rights, and the rule of law? Are they now worried about blowback? As the peace and security index is the worst performing, the head-in-the-sand attitude of leaders in travel and tourism, the so-called industry of peace, deserves extra special scrutiny. The conventional wisdom of always putting owners and creators of material wealth on the pedestal as part of the solution is also worth scrutiny, especially as a deal-making businessman convicted on multiple counts of criminality is soon set to lead the world's most powerful country. In pondering pathways towards solutions, the barometer notes that continuing on the same ineffective pathways of the past will only make an already bad situation worse. Business leaders, including those in travel and tourism, are typically inclined to blame all problems on politicians, government bureaucrats, the media, civil society, and basically just about everyone except themselves. So, perhaps the first step would be for them to carefully study this report and then introspect, reflect, rethink, review, and reset their own decision-making. Having seen many travel and tourism CEOs and industry leaders sweep these growing threats under the carpet over the years, I consider the WEF barometer a damning indictment of poor corporate decision-making over the years, the result of which is now becoming more than apparent. Some key areas have been marked in the images below for time-poor business leaders to check out in detail. Click here to download a PDF version of the report.